Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says, Mizbeach Shenekar. If a Mizbeach was moved from its place, Maktirin Ktoris B'mikoymoy. This refers to Mizbeach HaPrimi, the Mizbeach inside Beis HaMikdosh. Even though there's no Mizbeach, you still can bring the Ktoris. The Gemara continues to say that that's specifically by Ktoris and not by the blood of other Korbonis. In the Halachos Ketanos, to Ma'ari Chagiz, Chalik Beis, Simen Yudalid, Tizayin. He explains based on this Gemara the following question. This is a question that many of the Rishonim ask. When you look in the Parsha of the Mishkan, Parshas Truma and Parshas Tzaveh, so Parshas Truma speaks about all the Kalim that we had in the Mishkan. The Oroin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Oilo. Parshas Tzaveh speaks about mainly the Big Day Kehuna, the clothing of the Koyanim. But then comes the end of Parshat Tzaveh. And the end of Parshat Tzaveh speaks about the Mizbeach Azov, the Mizbeach they put in the Ketoris. And all the Rishonim ask, why is this written in Parshat Tzaveh? Should be written together with all the Kehil in Parshat Truma. So says the Ma'ari Chagiz, because of our Gemara. Because it says in our Gemara that even if you don't have a Mizbeach, you'll do Ketoris. So you see, the Ketoris is not Me'akev. You don't have to have the Mizbeach to do the Ketoris. That's different than all the other Kehilim. You can't do the oilo if I don't have the Mizbeach oilo. You can't light the candles if I don't have a menorah. So that's why the Mizbeach HaKetoris is now written together with all the Kehilim, because it's different. And this is exactly Kudus brought down in Meshech Chachma also over there in the end of Parshat Tzaveh, and he brings our Gemara, and he says the same idea, that you need the Mizbeach Hazov is only the mitzvah be'alma. If you don't have it, you can still do the avodah. This connects to the lumdis that's brought down the Briskarov and on the Ramban, Perik Beis Miklei Beis Amigdosh Lechoches, that he brings the name of his father, Reb Chaim, that there's a difference between the Ketoris and the other Avoidus. All the other Avoidus that are done Shaloi Lishmo, if they're not done for the right purpose without Machshava, so the Korban is possible, or the Korban is missing a very important component that the Korban has to have. But by Ketoris, there's no din lishma in the Ketoris. Bring the Briskarov of the name of Reb Chaim. There's no din to do the Ketoris lishma. The Ketoris just has to be done. So you may connect it to what we just learned. Efshar pshat is, every other avoido that needs to be done for something, there's also a vessel that brings that doing to fruition. But Ketoris, that doesn't have to be done for a purpose. It's only for the maise itself. Then the vessel is less important. And what is the reason behind it? So the Ramban tells us in the end of Parshat Tzaveh, the Ketoris is different because Ketoris is done lichvoid Hashem. Ketoris is done is different than other avoidus. And many sent to the Sforno that explains it a little bit more. He says the other Kalim, they bring Hashoras Hashchino. By the other Kalim being in the Mishkan, the Shechino comes down to the Mishkan. But the Ketoris that's being done, Mizbeach Ketoris, it's not to bring the Shekhinah. But once the Shekhinah comes, so then it's a way to be mechabe the Shekhinah. Once it's already here, you mechabe the Shekhinah. It's a different type of avodah. And the mashmos is that we mainly it's part of the avodah itself. All the kalim is one of the structures of the Mishkan in order for things to happen in the Mishkan. But the Ketoris is not a structure for things to happen. When you have that Shoras Hashchino, now you have an Avoido. And part of that Avoido is to have Ketoris. This is what's the Tzadik HaKoyen. And the Tzikas HaTzadik, they mentioned in the previous year, in Sim Reish Samachda, says a little before that. He says, Dvorim HaMukim Meoid, but he says that the Big Day Koyen Godol, there's 8 Begodim. And the 9th part is the Guf of the Koyen Godol. And then the 10th, the Keser, what is that? That is the Ketoris. Because the Zer, the Keser Kehuno, is the Zer that you have around the Mikta Ketoris. Says the Tzadik, that's why this, the in Yonim of Ketoris is coming in the end of Parshat Tzaveh, and when we talk about the Parsha of the Avoida itself. Parshat Truma is the structure of the Mishkan. Parshat Tzaveh is the Koyanim, and what makes the Avoida, which includes in there the Ketoris. This is the Kuda that we see from our Sugyo. The Ketoris doesn't need the Mizbeach. Ketoris is a different type of Avoido. Ketoris is not something that we do as part of what we need to do, but is a Avoido which is considered to be the Rishonim to Mimechabe the Kodesh Baruch Hu once is here. It's a different type of Avoido which doesn't require a Kli. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.